Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Football Experience Week 13 Preview and Picks episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Networks presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Check out the new PropSwap.com and use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. We're also brought to you by PrizePicks. PrizePicks is DFS simplified. Head over to PrizePicks.com and use the promo code SGP for 100% instant deposit match for up to $100. We're also brought to you by SoBet. Yes, sign up to bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution at SoBet.io. That's SoBet.io. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a new free-to-play app that lets you sync your fantasy football league and bet on head-to-head matchups. Download the app today or just head to betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's Better Fantasy. That's BETTOR fantasy.com/SGPN. And last but not least, we're brought to you by us. Yes, the SGPN app. Yes, you're a home for all of our free picks and podcasts. It's free to download in the App Store and Google Play Store, so get it today.
This is Jerry Glanville, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, brother.
Yes, yes. Woo-ee. Welcome to the College Football Experience Week 13 Preview and Picks episode. My name is Colby Swinging Database Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. Yes. And happy early holidays from the SGPN crew and from the College Football Experience crew and College Basketball Experience crew. I'm joined by former JMU Duke of the Sun Belt. Give it up for the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi-o.
Remind me to talk about your name in a second here. All third right. Man in the booth. The DFS God himself. Come play DraftKings with us. College football, college basketball. We do it every single day, pretty much. Give it up for former Herndon Basketball League MVP, the rooftop IPA drinking, homebrew making, Tobacco Road living, the free lock giving. Give it up for NC Nick in the place to be.
What's up, guys? How are we?
We're good. We are very good, but hold on. I got to go back to Patty.
What's that smile on your face for?
Well, because Patty C sent me something great this morning. Well,
4 a.m.
Kalani Sitake was talking about his trip to Conway, South Carolina to take on Coastal Carolina. And yet this is another reason why Coastal Carolina might have to be one of my favorite schools. He said he was talking about, he got hit in the face with a burrito. the fans threw a burrito at him.
They are the burrito eating sideline kiss stealing fans of Conway.
Winning my heart over.
What's worse? Kiffin gets hit with a golf ball, or you get hit in the face with a burrito.
I think I'd rather take a golf ball to the face than a burrito.
Was it half eight? Are you getting like, right. But dude, I mean, I was watching the 86 Browns, Broncos AFC championship over the summer. And they were talking about how the Bronco players kept getting hit with dog bones. The dog pound brought all these dog bones. But I'm talking about throughout the whole game. They interviewed Mark Jackson, the former wide receiver of the Broncos, and he's like, "Dude, I'm on the sidelines. The first when I run out to like pregame, I'm getting hit with dog bones." He was like, "Then I'm on the sidelines. We're sitting in the bench. We're just all getting like periodically through the game. We're getting hit with dog bones." it's better time.
Like, I don't know, dude. Some like spicy salsa in your eyes, that'll burn, man. I think the burrito in the face could hurt.
How do we not have footage of that? But how we doing, guys? There's a lot to talk about. This is a huge week in college football. FCS playoffs kick off Saturday, as well as we got action going on right now. And one of those games, I must apologize, Northern Illinois. I didn't know the whole team was going to sit out there. They've clinched the MAC championship. So
I didn't know that either.
The Lombardi sat out a bunch of other players. So Western Michigan is kicking their ass right now, but the other one I'm looking all right with Ball State. So hopefully you listen to that Maction episode. But look, this is a great slate. Thursday, you get two FBS games, an FCS game. Friday, just a slew of college football games. Saturday as well, mixed in with college basketball. Great matchups: UCLA and Gonzaga happening tonight. And while we're recording this, and subscribe to both feeds: College Football Experience and the College Basketball Experience, as we take you through the holidays. I have a daily college basketball show that I will be doing for you guys still. All right. Dundee doesn't stop. All right.
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price. But no one touches Dundee.
Boom. Okay. Now look, Dan Mullen's fired, guys. He took him to an SEC championship a year ago and almost beat Alabama this year.
Not enough for the folks in Gainesville.
What do you make of the firing, Nick? A little premature. I mean, are you going to find, especially, I think everyone was thinking James Franklin would be the guy that would maybe come into Florida or LSU or USC. He just re-upped for a 10-year contract at Penn State. And you got to wonder, can Florida find a better head coach than Dan Mullen?
Yeah, exactly. That was the point I was about to bring up. I mean, what is your plan? Like, you know, hopefully you don't quit a job without having a plan in place for another job, right? Yeah, same thing. You don't fire a coach unless you have a plan, like a couple guys you're thinking of. And right now there's a number of big time jobs. So Florida's going to be competing with USC, with LSU and others. So I don't know, man. It seems like it was premature. I think I would have given him one more year, especially with all the openings.
Well, they still might make a bowl.
There's not a whole lot of candidates. There's not a whole lot of candidates out there right now.
Well, if they beat Florida State, they go 6-6. You can make a bowl go 7-6. I get it.
In the shitty SEC East, that's a bad year.
I get it. But you also went to the SEC East championship last year, lost by just a touchdown.
Right.
I mean, call me crazy. I get it. The recruiting trail, he was not the greatest recruiter and he's not bringing in the best class, but that can happen periodically. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, look at James Franklin right now. He's got a great recruiting class coming in. He didn't always have that.
This goes back to our conversation about how the importance of recruiting classes, you know, that can be overrated. Some coaches can do more with less, and some coaches can do less with more. So, you know, yeah, I agree. I would not have fired him just over a couple of years of supposedly down recruiting classes. I mean, how many players did he just send to the NFL last year?
Yeah. Well, and that's what's great is that they're talking about, I guess, since Franklin, from what I can understand, is Mario Cristobal is at the top of their list. That's what's hilarious is they would improve recruiting wise, but probably be worse on the field. I feel that fairly confident with that.
That shows the lack of good candidates out there.
Yeah.
I mean, what are his, I'm looking right now, the last 2 years, they were 12-9-9 last 3 years. in recruiting. Like, what do you want? He's a top 10 recruiter, you know, right now they're down. They haven't like, but the class is far from over, you know, so
that shit happens. Sometimes that happens.
Yeah. Especially when the administration doesn't give you the vote of confidence. You know, I understand it does seem like he lost the team. What I think is the fans don't want to get behind
him. They're kind of like Texas now. When you do the math on Zook and McElwain, and I mean, they get to the SEC. McElwain took him twice to the SEC championship game. They fired him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I get it.
I think Florida fans got cocky and they need like a charismatic coach. They want to be the cool team. Mullen is the furthest thing from cool there is out there, but the dude wins games. I'm looking at it now.
Do they go for Urban Meyer?
If they can get their hands on them, right? I'd be driving to his office every day if I'm that athletic director.
I don't see that happening. I don't see Urban Meyer happening, and you know, I don't see any like big name head coach because who's out there?
Matt Campbell, maybe? Could they get Matt Campbell?
They should be able to get Matt Campbell. I mean, if he doesn't go for that, he turned down
$69 million from the Detroit Lions, though.
That's true. Maybe he's a college guy.
Is that a slam dunk hire? Is he that much better of a coach than Dan Mullen at Florida? I don't know.
I don't think so. Dan Mullen at Mississippi State is probably the best coach Mississippi State ever had.
Well, until Mike Van Leach, which he'll prove. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Iowa State's like 6-5 right now or something, right? Or
yeah, I think they're better than their record. It's kind of like UCLA. You look at Iowa State's losses, they're all like very close games for the most part. I think Matt Campbell's a good coach. I think you'd be happy. I can see your point, and I'm not saying that Matt Campbell's certainly better than Dan Mullen. If I had to pick, I think I'd rather have Matt Campbell, but I think it's close. I think it's very close. Yeah. Don Brown was hired at UMass. He's back.
I like that. Good fit there. Hey,
you know, he was the coach there before.
Yeah.
Right.
And he was a winner there in the FCS ranks.
Well, they fucked up with Whipple and sent him down the road early. So maybe they figured, hey, maybe we can make up for it by bringing another old successful coach back. I mean,
he is 66 years old, but this guy was at UMass from 2004 to 2008. And he was the DC back in the 90s. He had success there. I mean, I'm quickly scrambling to find UMass, his record at UMass. Okay. He was 6-5, 7-4, 13-2, 10-3, 7-5. He never had a losing season at UMass.
Where did he go directly after that?
He went, I believe he was at BC under,
as a BC?
Yeah, for, it might've been when BC went to the, was in the top 10.
under Coughlin?
No, he went to Maryland with Ralph Friedrin first.
Mm.
Then, which they had success. Ralph Friedrin had success at Maryland, probably the most success any coach has had at Maryland since Bear Bryant. Then he went to UConn. He was with UConn when they were good. He was the defensive coordinator of UConn when they went
under
to
Edsel?
Yeah.
When they went to the BCS?
Yeah.
Wow.
Then he went to Boston College as a DC. So I don't think he was probably at Boston College. Who was before Adazio?
Jagodzinski?
No, I think it was the Virginia guy, the OC from Virginia.
Oh, wow. That everyone Laser?
No. The guy was NC State's coach.
Coughlin.
Not Coughlin. NC State's coach.
Tom Coughlin.
No, Tom O'Brien.
Tom O'Brien. Oh, Tom Coughlin's a Giants guy.
We just lost 20 followers.
They kind of look the same. They're both old and crumbly.
Yeah. Military background types.
I said that like 3 or 4 times too. I was certain. It was like, Coughlin, what are you talking about?
Someone's having cocktails.
And then he went to Michigan. They were very good under him.
He was great as a DC at Michigan. Year one at Arizona was tough, but I mean, that was kind of expected. He was also the baseball coach, interim baseball coach at Yale. So shout out. He's 26-10 as a baseball coach. This guy might just be a winner all around. All right. So I just wanted to key on that. I mean, you think that's a good hire, right? Don Brown to UMass. Sure. Nick?
Yes, definitely.
All right.
Let me pitch this one out at you about Florida. Obviously, it's a big name. It would make a lot of sense. It's close by.
I got to be honest. If Florida hired Don Brown, I think it's better than Mario Cristobal.
Well, you know, the fans, they want the recruiter. I don't know how big of a recruiter Don Brown is, but in terms of scheme, I would say without a doubt, way better. Jamie Chadwell, the mullet. You think that'll play in Gainesville?
Look, I like I like Jamie Chadwell. I don't want to see him at Florida, so I'm not going to agree with you.
Well, it is too big of a jump. Yeah, it's true. I don't want them to have success, but They like their high tech little high octane offenses, and he fits that mold.
So this next week, I think we're going to see a lot of hirings, firings. I hear Willie Taggart could get fired. Jeff Collins. I mean, we'll get into some more that might be gone in the coming days, but we got a lot of games to forecast. But first, before I get there, I do want to hit on this. College football playoff rankings came out today. Cincinnati was in the top four. Will they be in the final top four if they beat East Carolina in Houston, Pat?
That all depends. That all depends on if the committee is going to be douchebags about Alabama.
Nick, will just make a prediction.
I think they will.
Okay, Nick.
I think public pressure now is at an all time high, so they might cave to that. If they put them in there now, why would they set themselves up for so much scrutiny if they take them out? You know, if they run the table. So yeah. I have to say right now, I guess so.
Yeah, I still think Houston.
Now, this all might be a moot point when they lose to the Pirates, but
yeah, exactly, exactly. There you go. Patty C, what do you think the perfect number is for the playoff?
I think 16.
16. Yeah. Nick, what do you think?
I'm cool with that. I mean, 12 to 16, I think is good.
Well, you know, you guys really, really disappoint me. Because there's an undefeated team ranked 22nd in the nation right now.
Well,
all right.
Well,
who cares about rankings?
Conference auto bids should be part of a 16-team playoff.
Definitely, definitely.
Okay, I think 16 is still too small because I think schedule manipulation is very, very. It's happening all throughout the sport. I think you got to go 24 or higher. I really do. Crazy. I really crazy do. Talk.
We're at four now. Okay.
I know
baby
that.
Steps,
but I'm saying for it to be fair, when you have 5 years of no back to back away games and other teams have to do that, I don't think you're getting the top teams in that spot.
Well, like Patty C said, if you have conference winners are automatically in, that erases some of the schedule imbalances. Yes. Not all of it, but some of it.
Yes, but UTSA, the Roadrunners, 20. Are you kidding me? That far back, and they're fucking 11-0. They're 11-0. All right, hold on.
That game. That. Go ahead.
I can't talk to this son of a bitch. I can't talk to that son of a bitch.
I can't talk to that son of a bitch. All right, I had to find that one because that's the way. What
is that
game?
Days of Thunder.
Look, UAB. That is Days of Thunder.
DOT.
Look, UAB. As much as I like Bill Clark, they're never like what kills me is they're never aggressive. They're never aggressive.
Well, dude, not going for it on fourth and an inch at like the 50. I mean, it's all risk reward. All right. So the risk is that you might lose about 30 yards of field position. The reward is that you win the freaking game.
Is over. Yeah.
And I couldn't believe they didn't go for that. And that is crazy. And as soon as they did that, I tweeted that out. And sure enough, I was like, I know what's happening.
Yeah.
You do a chicken shit move like that. You know, what's going to happen. And sure enough, it did. Now UAB still covered. And if you recall, that was the lock battle between myself and Patty C.
Ooh.
So
ooh.
I will take the W on the lock battle from last week.
Very nice.
But they should have won straight up.
Yeah, I mean,
and you hung in with the best college football team in the land.
UTSA, two wins away from a national championship. Or three, I think. Anyway, let's hop into this. Thursday day we have a game when there's a lot of implications going on all across the college football landscape here. But Fresno State travels to San Jose State, where me and Nick won't cash in our lock. But can San Jose State get to a bowl? They almost won on the road at Nevada the last time they stepped on the field. Or is that 2 weeks ago? I guess they are catching 7.5 in San Jose, noon 30 kick. I'm glad they put this on so I don't have to watch the Detroit Lions. What are you doing here, Pat?
Oh God. I think Fresno's had some close losses lately. Double overtime loss to San Diego State, 3-point loss at Nevada. Both of those, or I guess San Diego State was at home, did get throttled by Utah State. All that to say, I think Fresno's better than 7.5. I don't know. That hook is a little daunting, but I'm still going to go Fresno.
I'm riding the Spartans. Give me the 7.5. I think they know that. Well, look, Fresno is
they can still win.
Yeah, they're still alive. If Boise beats San Diego State on Friday, Fresno is in the Mountain West Championship
at 6-6.
No,
Fresno.
But San Jose State playing for their bowl life.
Yeah,
those a month of extra practice is huge. I'm gonna ride San Jose State though, plus 7.5.
You might
I think they're gonna cover.
I don't have a great feel for it.
Nick,
I'm on your side, Patty C. I'm on Fresno.
Mad at San Jose State still.
Well, true, but the fact that Fresno can still win the West Division of the Mountain West if San Diego State loses is huge. And I mean, San Jose State, the last game they played at home, they lost to Utah State 48-17. San Jose State only has one win over a 500 team this year. That was against Wyoming a few weeks back. So I think Fresno is just clear cut the better team.
Well, Nick has been riding San Jose State, so he knows him better. Both of you guys know him better than probably most people do. And I'll ride with Nick though on this one.
It's there easy to see a tide turn.
Yep.
Dundee's going down.
Let's go.
Hey guys, let me just cue up. I think this is one of the more exciting games. Lane Kiffin in Mississippi, Ole Miss they call it, travel to Starkville to take on the pirate himself, Mike One Leach, in the Egg Bowl, coming Thanksgiving night.
That music kind of matched up pretty well with your voice over there.
I love this game. This might be my favorite game of the whole week. And Hail State all day. They're 1 point favorite. I'm gonna lay the one. I think Mississippi State's the better team, and I really think they've been the better team all year. It's just they got some unfortunate breaks and stuff like that going on. So give me Hail State -1 in Stark Vegas, Nick.
I'm with you, man. I totally agree. I mean, Ole Miss here, they started the year, just their offense was just lights out, on fire, but they've had so many injuries on that side of the ball. The last six games, they have not been over 31 points. So if anything, I think Mississippi State right now has the better offense, and they definitely have the better defense. Therefore, they are the better team and they are at home. Give me the Fighting Mike Leeches.
Patty?
Got to agree. I mean, those three losses out of the four, obviously they got cooked by Alabama, but the other three losses by a combined 8 points so pretty close losses. A couple of them are bullshit too. Certainly Memphis, but I don't know. I think it's going to be a really good game. I just feel like in Starkville, especially year two, Mike Leach can't let Lane Kiffin go up 2-0 on him.
Yeah. And any chance Lane Kiffin is the head coach of the Florida Gators? I know there's Miami talk. He grew up in Florida.
Miami's a better. Yeah. Florida's a better job, right? Obviously,
I don't think so. I actually think the way they've been look, because you can win the SEC champion, or the SEC East championship, and then be fired the next year if you're 6-6 or 6-5. Yeah, he wasn't even 6-6 yet. He's 6-5. So I actually think Miami in the Coastal. I think if you can do a good job, and just get to the Coastal, I think they're not going to fire you. So I think Miami is actually, I mean, I get it. Florida's the better job from a dollar bill standpoint. I think they could probably offer more.
Yeah.
Probably recruit better.
And a recruiting standpoint, but not really.
I don't think, actually, I believe Manny Diaz currently was ranking. It was recruiting better than,
really?
I mean, if memory serves me correct,
I will
kind of assume with football that the public universities recruit better and they have more funds, but that's not always the case. I mean, we are talking Miami, so.
I mean, Miami as an area has more talent, I think, than like anywhere in the country. You know,
Houston, maybe, right?
It's very, very similar. But I mean, Miami between Broward and Dave is just so per capita, so much talent. You know, and if you can, but so much of it goes to like Alabama.
Recruiting is not as local as it once was.
It's not, but it can be with the right guy. And I think Lane Kiffin, with his Miami already, kind of has a name down there from Florida Atlantic. And the persona, that's what they need in Miami.
His dad was the defensive coordinator for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for a while.
Dude, he could put the fence around Miami, and once you do that, then it's over. You know, then you're going to dominate the ACC.
If I was getting offered both jobs, knowing Florida's history and kind of, they kind of remind me of Texas, I think I might jump to Miami. Because knowing how the Coastal's been complete dog shit, I see opportunity.
Hey, the SEC East has been dog shit too.
But you have Georgia, and Georgia's firing on all cylinders right now. Kentucky's True. Been coming up a little bit. I mean, you got Vanderbilt.
They're both good. He should be able to win at both.
Tennessee might be on the come up too a little bit.
Yeah,
you know, we've been impressed. You know, in year one, what they're doing. So yeah, maybe you're right.
I mean, look, I know the Coastal's got Coach Cut, but.
Hopefully you know? Not much longer.
I'll say this: if there's any truth to the Lincoln Riley to LSU talk, then Heupel has got to be on the short list for Oklahoma coaches, and Ooh, that puts Tennessee
that crazy
back in the basement.
That would be absolutely hilarious. Please let that happen.
How the dominoes might fall.
Yes.
All right, we're gonna get to Friday. Black Friday's got a ton of college football games on the slate here. But first, I want to tell you that the College Football Experience Week 13 preview and picks episode is brought to you by WinBet. Are you ready to win money and boost your odds? Well, WinBet is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. And we're bringing you the excitement of Win Las Vegas to online sports betting and casino play. Exclusive rewards are right at your fingertips. Get in on your favorite teams, players, and sports from college football, college basketball, NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL, golf, MMA, WNBA, and more. And WinBet has some awesome brand new bonuses. New users can bet $1 and win $100 on any sport. They'll match your first wager up to 200%, meaning you throw down $100, they're going to match it for $200. How great is that? Great promos, odds, and payouts are happening right now at WinBet. From boosted parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport, we have what you need to win. Ready to play? Well, sign up today to receive a special offer, a risk-free $1,000 sports bet. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com. That's WynnBet.com. All right, Friday. Look, the fucking Mac let me down. All right? They let me down because they could have put games on tomorrow. I understand we have a great slate of college basketball games tomorrow, but I don't mind mixing in some football. Ohio travels to Bowling Green Friday morning. Ohio's laying 5.5 currently. I almost locked this up, but I am going to take Ohio. They're both the same record, but both 3-8, irrelevant. No one's going to a bowl, but I think Ohio's been playing better in the second half of the season. I'm going to ride the Bobcats minus the 5.5 against your boy Leffler, Patty C. What are you doing?
Don't ever call Leffler my boy again. And I am all over the Bobcats as well.
Nick.
I'm right there with you guys. Ohio 2-1 in their last three. So nice wins over Eastern Michigan and Miami of Ohio. Meanwhile, Bowling Green, they are 1-4 in their last five with really some blowouts here. 34-7 against that same Miami of Ohio team. 49-17 against Toledo here. And you're only laying less than a touchdown. Yeah. Give me the Bobcats.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. It's 9 a.m. Friday morning. This one is interesting to me because I love watching this team lose. Kansas State travels to Austin, Texas. Texas is a 3-point favorite. Guys, will Texas go 4-8 or will Kansas State go 8-4? I'm taking the Wildcats +3. Sprinkle some on the money line. Nick?
Man, I can't do it. Apparently, Skylar Thompson is doubtful. I just can't get behind K-State when Will Howard's the quarterback, so I'm going to take Texas.
Well, you just made me unlock it, but I'm still on K-State. Texas is there. They have to. The locker room's got to be shot. I can't see them rallying to get that.
Apparently, it is. There's the whole monkey pole assassin. But also, I hear like there was yelling at each other, like players transferring out, coaches. I mean, you get players yelling at coaches. It seems to be quite the disaster that Steve Sarkisian has created already in year one, doing what he does best. Pat, so you took K-State.
How
Pat,
long until right? the booze allegations come out? yeah, I'm on K-State for sure.
Now, I think I don't know if this is the Mountain West just wanting to fuck over San Diego State.
Yeah.
At 9 a.m. In Carson, California, 9 a.m. San Diego State, which isn't even playing in their own city. They're in going up to LA to play this. They have to play at 9 a.m. against Boise. Now, I mean, that's tough on Boise too, but if you're at home, you would like to think you could dictate 9 a.m.
You're 10-1
the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Come on.
You're 10-1. You're about to be 11-1 the day you know you're going to get fucked up on Thanksgiving.
You might get a New Year's 6 berth here. You know, it's a big moment for the program. You're playing Boise, a big name.
9 a.m. They
slow you in the 9
a.m. This
is
a Pac-12 move. Isn't this Larry Scott or whatever his name was? Isn't
that what he did?
So retarded.
I don't know if this is CBS dictating this to the Mountain West or what, but if you're San Diego State, you're in a position where you can go, not only can you win the Mountain West, you can go 11-1 on your season, right? Potentially 12-1 if you win the Mountain West. This is brutal. That is a brutal break. Boise's laying 2.5, and I'm taking Boise. What are you doing, Nick?
I'm going to go with the home dog. I mean, nobody goes into the Dignity Health Wellness Center and comes out alive
without the, without their card, without their membership card.
No, in all seriousness, Boise's only 82nd in the country versus the run. One thing San Diego State likes to do a lot is run the football. I think that favors the home team. So give me the Aztecs.
Patty.
I mean, Boise's sitting here at 7-4, but they have a 1-point loss against Oklahoma State. That we remember that 21-point lead against UCF that they blew. In the meantime, they've beaten number 10 BYU, and the last they crushed number 23 Fresno. They've been cruising lately. Boise's playing good ball, and 2.5 points favorites. I'll take the Broncos.
Yeah, I'm with you, buddy. This is a look. This one, they're both bowl eligible. They're both going to be bowling. Not that anyone gives a shit, but I mean, we'll bet on it. Eastern Michigan at Central Michigan. This one should have been Wednesday night. This is a fun little rivalry. Eastern Michigan currently catching 9 points against Central Michigan. Give me Eastern Michigan. Sprinkle some on the money line. Neither of these teams can play for the MAC championship. So it's just for an 8-4 season or a 7-5 season. So Nick, what are you doing?
Yeah, the line is moving towards Central Michigan. I'm not sure why. I mean, Eastern Michigan is a very solid team. They only have one loss this year where it's been more than a touchdown. I'm sorry, or more than one score.
Well, that
game against Wisconsin.
And that's the story for Eastern Michigan over the past 5 years. So why you should definitely, you know what? Should I lock this one? Should we lock this?
I don't know, because Central Michigan's been putting it on.
Eastern Michigan never gets blown out unless it's.
I'm definitely on Eastern. I'm not gonna lock it though. It's a Mac, man. Anything can happen.
I mean, it's true. At the beginning of the year, Central Michigan, and toward the middle of the year, Central Michigan was winning a lot of close games too.
Well, how about this? Central Michigan, the reason why Northern Illinois is not playing their starters tonight is because they clinched. Central Michigan's behind them. You remember how we were watching this game, Pat? Central Michigan was up by 18 in the third quarter. Northern Illinois comes back, takes the lead. Central Michigan drives all the way down there to go to win the game. And the snap goes through the holder's hands.
Yes.
So they're essentially, if that had not happened, they'd be alive for the MAC championship because that was Northern Illinois. They have the tiebreaker on there.
Yeah. 1 point loss there. Brutal.
So
brutal. Heartbreaking.
It is truly a game of bad hands.
Yes.
What about weather? What about if it's like super cold up in Michigan? That could, you know, lead to under or a low scoring game and taking the points, right? What's the weather there?
I thought it was like, I looked this up. I want to say it was like in the 30s.
31 degrees. So it's going to be chilly, man.
I mean, I'm going to take Eastern Michigan.
Yeah.
I think that's too many points. So,
okay. 10 a.m. Utah State takes on New Mexico, folks. This one, very, very pivotal because Utah State, if they win this and Air Force loses, and I think if Boise loses, Utah State goes to the Mountain West championship game. So, or I think actually they just need Boise because I think they have the tiebreaker on Air Force. I think, I don't know. I read this scenario. I retweeted. I want to say if Air Force wins, they're in, right? So they need Air Force to lose, which we'll get to in a little bit here, but Utah State very much alive, laying 15 in Albuquerque.
They had controlled their own destiny until last weekend, right?
Until Craig Bull ran the ball 700 times on that weak run defense.
Man, I think I took Utah State on that one.
I took Wyoming, huh? Talk to me. Nice. Huh? Laying 15. Sure. This is I'll take Utah State minus 15 because they're still playing for something. Nick,
I feel pretty good about Utah State minus 15. I'll lock it up. Granted, I've locked up Utah State, I think, like 3 or 4 weeks in a row, and they've hit all but last week. But everything around, oh, it was bad. Get the money, dollar,
Utah State minus 15, 15 and a half, shop around. NC Nick locking it up.
New Mexico is the worst team in the country against the spread. They are 1-10. And
guess which one they hit on?
That's Wyoming. Wyoming.
That one when I had him as a 20 and a half point dog. That is why you come to the land down under.
Last two games, 37-0 at Boise, 34-7 at Fresno. I think Utah State is going to cruise and put up a similar score there.
Got to agree.
Yeah, I'm on the Aggies. I'm not locking it though. Iowa travels to Nebraska. Iowa's been dog shit the last couple times they've gone on the road. They've won a couple, but they also, they struggled against Northwestern on the road. They struggled against Wisconsin on the road. They go to Lincoln. Adrian Martinez, I believe, not playing this game.
This is an auto lock.
Iowa minus 1.5.
Dude, Iowa is sitting there at what, 9-2 right now? The quietest 9-2 team in the country.
And need I mention that Iowa could be playing for the Big Ten championship if they win this, and there's chaos in the Big Ten West.
Minnesota wins and Iowa win. I think Iowa goes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not that big of a stretch to think that, especially since Minnesota's getting Wisconsin at home. 1.5 points? This is crazy. Lock all day.
Locking it up. Patty C, locking up the Iowa Hawkeyes. You're not nervous about that offense on the road? It's been horrible. It's been horrible last couple times on the road.
Well, if it was against anyone but Nebraska without Adrian Martinez, I'd be a little more afraid.
Nick?
Well, I'm not going to put my hard-earned money behind Logan Smothers, who's a quarterback for Nebraska.
Great name.
Instead, Logan Smothers instead of Adrian Martinez. I'm taking Iowa. I'm not going to lock it, though, because it is a tough road trip, I suppose. It makes sense, though. I might. You could talk me into it.
Dude, this team has a fringe shot at the playoffs. Like, imagine
Listen.
If Alabama lost to Auburn, right? Upset. But since Alabama's been close against LSU and Arkansas, it's in the realm of possibilities. It's on the plains, right? And then they lose to Georgia. So that's a 3-loss Bama. They're out of the equation. Say Cincinnati lost, right?
Say Michigan beats Ohio State, and then Michigan plays Iowa in the Big Ten championship.
And then Iowa beats Michigan, right? Then you have a 2-loss.
I still think you're going to get a 1-loss Big 12 team probably, right? Or two. I guess you need them to.
You got Georgia? A 1-loss Big 12 team.
Theoretically, I guess you're probably somewhat right, but
they are motivated. They're going to be playing great. This is a super lock.
I'll ride with Iowa, but I don't feel great about it. UTEP. This is an interesting one. UTEP's the best win or the best season in like 20 years for UTEP. They're 7-4 currently. They're heading to Birmingham to take on UAB at the nice new facility where the USFL will be playing. Yes. Had to hammer that in. UAB laying 13.5, Nick. Are you tinking it up? Tink.
No, I'm not a tinker. Give me UAB.
I think I'm with you. Senior day. Give me UAB minus 13.5. Patty C, you taking the Miners?
Points. I'm taking the Miners, baby.
There you go. Mine it up. South Florida travels to UCF, the Bounce House. They're catching 18.5. I see a 19 out there. You know what? I haven't done this yet. Let's lock up South Florida in the Bounce House. Plus 19.
I was wondering which way you were going to go with that.
Give me the plus 19. They're showing signs of life. They just fired their defensive coordinator. You would think you just let that. I mean, your season's already fucked. You might as well just let that season end, then get rid of them. But
yeah, well, one more game. Come on.
I mean, they were showing signs of life until last week. They did just get throttled by Tulane.
Should I cancel this lock? Nah, fuck it. Give me the 19. Give me 19 points. And it's a rivalry game. Okay.
What has UCF been doing lately? They've actually been crushing some bad teams.
Well, they crushed UConn, but then SMU put it on them the week before.
Gosh, I just feel like the rivalry factor. I'm going to ride with you, South Florida, but I don't feel good about that.
Not locking that?
No.
Well, this is the one, noon 30. Friday afternoon here, 3:30 Eastern. What if I told you there hasn't been a top five team come into Greenville for a long, long, long time? You'd have to go back to the days. I believe West Virginia was the team, and they took an L. The Miami Hurricanes came in as a top five team in the, I think, in 01. Memory serves, it might have been 2000. Took an L.
Virginia Tech was close. They were probably top 10 when they took an L.
You better believe this place is going to be on fire. This place is going to be on fire. ECU, look, I mean, you pull up their schedule. This team's close to being 11-1, or I mean, sorry, 10-1, I guess, right now. Yeah, with the App State game, okay, you lost by 14 and you waved the white flag. Still bothers me, but you were the better team against South Carolina. That score's a lie. Overtime loss to Houston, 4-point loss to UCF. They're very close. They are very close. I'm even hearing speculation that Virginia Tech might hire Mike Houston.
It would be a good hire.
14 points. Give me the Pirates. A lot of pressure. You come coming in to they haven't played in an environment. Don't give me South Bend with all those. They don't know. They're not fans. All right. Yeah, it gets a little bunch of dorks sitting around there. Like, all right, you go into Greenville, you better believe there's going to be some burritos thrown at your fucking face. All right.
Let me tell you what, last time Cincinnati came to ECU was in the midst of a 10-2 regular season, and they only won by 3 there. So
they've struggled there recently. I think the game before that went overtime. We mentioned this when we were doing the summer previews that Cincinnati struggles in Greenville. And I think a lot of people, you know, saw Cincinnati, put it to SMU last week. They're all going to jump on and say, all right, you know what? Cincinnati's, they're back. They're legit. But don't forget the other 4 or 5 games before that, they were kind of just squeaking by teams. So I'm definitely taking the points here.
ECU. Yeah. ECU.
Dude, I'm scared for a money line upset. I think it's going to take everything Cincinnati has just to win this game. I actually think I'm more scared for them to go to ECU than I am for them to host Houston the following week should they get the win.
You know what? Fuck it. Lock it up. Give me ECU in the 14. Let's go to the land down under. I need to fucking get a eye patch. You know? Got to get one for the studio.
You need a peg. You're a little peg boy over there.
Coastal Carolina, the shot declares they were officially eliminated from going to the Sun Belt Championship when App State won last week. They are still going for a 10-win season, though. They traveled to Mobile to take on 5-5 South Alabama. I'm sorry, 5-6 South Alabama. South Alabama playing for bowl eligibility. They're getting 15.5 points. I'm going to ride South Alabama plus 15.5 to cover it. Coastal gets the win. Nick?
Now, let me jump back on Coastal here. Grayson McCall is back. He's healthy now. Another game, you know, last week coming back. So he has a game under his belt. I think Coastal gets back to, you know, putting up like, you know, big numbers on offense, and they take care of this large spread.
Yeah. South Alabama losers of 6 of their last 8 after a 3-0 start and have been throttled in several of them. I am all over Coastal Carolina here.
You're back on Coastal Carolina. Okay. Guys, my boys, you know what? I got to do it. I know the locks are coming in. I've locked 2 up already. We're still on Friday. It's time for a third, as the fans just hate. Do we, maybe you guys want to join me on this because they've been red hot. They've been a covering machine for me. UNLV travels to Colorado Springs where they're catching 18 points. This team almost beat San Diego State last week. They're catching 18 points. They've covered for me 3 straight weeks. I am riding the Running Rebels in that beautiful, beautiful fucking cannon they have in that slot machine. Give me the 18. Who's joining me?
I'm with you. I was last week. I will do it again.
Yeah, I'm telling you, this team's competitive.
Is this lockworthy?
Yeah, 18 points. Air Force, come
what
on.
What has Air Force been doing? I mean, they have been competitive.
When's the last time Air Force won a game by more than 18?
That's true.
Probably somewhere out there. Probably against Florida Atlantic or something.
At New Mexico earlier this year.
Yeah, but UNLV's, they beat New Mexico.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, I'm with you.
I'll
lock it up. Let's lock it up.
Boom.
We got new. Was this 3 amigos?
Naked Gun.
Naked Gun. I love it.
Yes, we are locking up UNLV plus 18 in Colorado Springs. It's going to be 55 degrees that day. That's like a nice summer day in Vegas. No, it's not. It's like a nice winter day in Vegas, okay? Triple lock. We got to love that
one. What's the weather going to be there?
55 degrees.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Those Vegas boys aren't going to know what hit them.
No, that in the winter, I think they get to like 55. What
I don't understand Vegas weather at all. Like I've been there and it's been freezing as shit. And then I've been there and it's been like 110 degrees at like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
It's called summer and winter, Patty.
No,
it's called the desert.
It has nothing to do with any. I mean, it's been winter. It's been hot as fuck.
Missouri, they're bowl eligible, which is just disgusting. They're 6-5. They travel to Arkansas. Can Arkansas have an 8-win season? Arkansas laying 14.5. It's too many points. I'm on Missouri, even though I don't feel confident with that defense, but give me Mizzou plus the 14.5 as Drinkwitz keeps winning his way. By the way, Missouri has a winning record all time against Florida now.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Give me the Tigers. We Tigers, Lions, Tigers, and Bears. All right, plus 14.5 in Fayetteville. Nick, what are you doing?
I did not have a good feel for this game, but what I do know is that Arkansas is clearly the better team, so I decided on laying the points. I don't really like it though. I'm staying far away from this game. So there you have it.
Patty,
Arkansas has had some impressive. I mean, they just played hard teams lately. 3-point win over Mississippi State.
LSU is not a hard team.
Well, 3-point road on the win on the road. But yes, after what Louisiana Monroe did last week, you're right. That's not a big
win.
Don't
try to sell me that bucket.
Alabama last week was impressive. I saw. Yeah. You're right. Too many points.
You're on Mizzou. Okay, yeah. Colorado travels to Utah. I don't mind us playing Utah, but they do it on this Friday where we're supposed to be playing Nebraska. It bothers me. Utah's laying 20.
They're your new rivals, buddy.
I'm okay with making that a rivalry. Just don't do it on this day. This day should be reserved. We play Nebraska. What, starting again 2 years from now?
Not on this day.
No, I mean, because they should put it on this day though.
Well, they're not because it's the last week of the regular season. They're going to play a conference opponent. So they have to play somebody.
It's the money ruining the sport. Utah laying 23.5 points in Salt Lake City. And guess what, guys, as much as I think Colorado's turned a corner, Utah is going to shut down this offense. I'm laying the points in Utah against my Buffs. Nick?
Yeah, another game I'm not a huge fan of, but I lean towards taking the points here because I do think Colorado is getting better. Utah, maybe they see a 4-7 Colorado team coming in after that big win against Oregon. Maybe they're not laser focused on Colorado right here. So I'll take the points.
Patty?
That's a good point.
I feel like I'm disagreeing with Dundee on just about every game so far.
I mean, Colorado had an impressive performance against Oregon State a few weeks back. Got the W there. Oregon State still could win the whole Pac-12. Beat Washington last week. You know what? I'm going to go Buffs. And Colby fades his boys like Nick fades Duke.
Yeah. I was on Colorado on the money line last week as a 7-point dog, and that thing cashed. That's why you go to the land down under, you filthy animals.
Here's the other thing. Utah, the one team that's not going to be affected by that altitude thing is Colorado. What do they True. Call this rivalry again? The Rocky Mountain Showdown or something?
Yeah, some bullshit. All right. TCU travels to Iowa State. TCU's catching 15. Look, I get it. Iowa State senior day. These are the guys that laid the foundation for this program to succeed with Matt Campbell. 15's too much. Give me TCU in the 15 points. Patty?
Yep. Agreed. Agreed. Nick? Iowa State hasn't been pulling away from too many teams. So
I'm going Iowa State, man. I think TCU's got nothing to play for. I think finally this game, we see Iowa State smacking an opponent like we thought they would do all year. TCU just barely beat Kansas. It got smacked at Oklahoma State the week before that. Give me Iowa State.
Well, first off, I was on the under in Iowa State. That was one of my plays. So don't say we thought they'd be smacking. Look, I thought Iowa State would be kind of like 8-4, 7-5. And if they win this, they will be 7-5.
No, they'll be 6-. Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You're right.
This one major.
TCU beat Baylor 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
Jerry Kill.
That bad.
North Carolina travels to Raleigh to take on NC State. NC State still very much alive to win the ACC. Huge game. And if UNC pulls off this upset and if Wake does what Wake Forest does and goes to Boston College and loses, then Clemson regardless of whether they beat South Carolina or not, goes to the ACC championship, and we see Clemson Pitt like we saw just two fucking years ago, I think it was.
So what's the three-way tie scenario? If NC State beats UNC and Wake loses, then there's a three-way tie.
No, then from what I understand, NC State's in.
Are they?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
You don't
Clemson
say.
Needs both teams to lose.
Why would that be the case?
Because
NC State beat Clemson, divisional, Clemson yeah. beat Wake beat NC State. So like head to head,
that's throw a three way. Yeah.
No, but I was told a divisional record.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, because NC State lost out of division in their other game. Who'd they lose to? Miami.
Yes, okay. In the Atlantic. That is. Yeah.
Okay.
They look at the Atlantic.
That makes sense. Yeah. Yep.
Who are you taking? NC State's laying six. Nick, you're the guy right there with the season tickets to the Wolfpack.
No, that is not true, but I've been to a game or two. I'm on UNC, man. Give me the points. Last couple games, UNC has won, 41-10 and 48-21. Granted, I think NC State's the better all around team this year, but it's NC State and they're known for choking.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. So I'll take the points, especially a rivalry game, getting more than a field goal.
Plus 210 on the money line. Do you sprinkle?
What's up with Sam Howell?
Yeah, I think he's back.
Gonna play.
Yeah.
He's going to play.
He's going to play.
I'm going to ride the 6 points in the Tar Heels too. I do not trust NC State. NC State could be playing UTEP right now and I wouldn't trust them.
And now I told y'all though last week, NC State was going to smack Syracuse. You didn't listen.
Well, I mean, okay. I wasn't confident in that game.
But so this week I'm telling you that, yeah, take UNC in the points.
Patty C, what are you doing?
I'm all over it. UNC.
Yeah. Okay. We got the Apple Cup Friday, Washington State -1 at Washington, and Washington State can still win the Pac-12. I don't know if you guys know this, but if Oregon State wins against Oregon and Washington State wins, Washington State then has the tiebreaker and they go play in the Pac-12 championship.
Are you kidding?
I am not kidding.
At 7-5, they'd be in the Pac-12 championship
because they beat Oregon State head to head and they would have the same record as Oregon State.
That's a bad look. That's a bad look. And that's probably going to happen. That's probably going to happen.
What, Oregon State beats Oregon at Oregon?
Oh, wow. It's in Oregon. I don't know.
I can tell you this, though. Washington State's got too much offense. Jake Dicker, doesn't matter who's coaching. The problem with the Washington Huskies, A, they have like three coaches, I feel like, on the coaching staff. They can't move the football. I'm taking Washington State. I'm locking this thing up. Apple Cup, look, Washington State knows there's blood in the water. They're going to get a chance to potentially win the Pac-12. Give me the Cougs -1. Any who wants to join me on this?
No. It's tempting to lock, but certainly will.
Was Washington number 111 offense?
They're pretty bad. They lead this series 74-32 all time. So you know Washington State is licking their chops to get this one done.
The last three games, granted, they may not have that much of a bearing on this year's matchup, but Washington's won 31-13, 41-14, and 45-10.
They didn't play last year, though.
I said the last three matchups.
I know, but I'm saying like this staff for Washington State, Jake Dicker has never played them.
That's true. Yeah. But I will say Wazoo also hasn't won in Seattle since 2007. My last point is there's an 86% chance of precipitation. So maybe that, kind of makes it a sloppy game. It kind of limits the Wazoo passing attack. I don't know, man. They need to go in there and prove it to me first. I'll take Washington.
Gutless.
Oh, big time gutless.
Patty, who you taking here?
I'm taking Washington State. I kind of want to find some stats about the home, like going to Seattle. I bet if they've only won 32 all time, most of those have come in
Pullman.
In Pullman, yeah. Right? So this would be a big win for Washington State.
All right. No, well, that's Friday's slate. Just a fantastic slate. Saturday, remember I said FCS playoffs mixed in with a bunch of games I'm about to go through. But first, I want to tell you the College Football Experience is brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. PropSwap always has the best odds because you're buying directly from other bettors like yourself. If you see a ticket you like but think the price is perhaps too high, well, you can submit a bid for a price that you think is fair, then buy it. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit, and PropSwap will double it up to $500. Double the cash means double the odds. If you love sports betting, you need to be using PropSwap. Every ticket purchased on PropSwap can be resold at any time. And here's the best part. Your bet doesn't even need to win in order to make money. It just has to improve. Thousands of bettors across the country are shopping for tickets every day on PropSwap. Get started today by going to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app. PropSwap is where America buys and sells sports bets. All right. Saturday morning. Here comes the fun. Here comes the pain. Is that a good impersonation? No.
I don't even know what you're referencing.
I don't know.
Me neither.
Well, here's what I'm going to reference. The Houston Cougars, 9 a.m., noon on the East. I think that's Scarface I'm referencing. But the Houston Cougars travel to UConn, where, believe it or not, do you have to pull up history? I want you to, Patty C, can you over there on that computer, look up this history on this game. Look up Houston's. Look, I want to say the last time Houston had a really good season, they barely won at UConn the final game of the year. Then the year with Tom Herman, they lost. That was their one loss of the season, was at UConn, and it was the final game of the season. It was cold as shit. They're not used to playing in it being this cold. What do you guys think of this matchup? 32.5 point favorites. Patty C, can we talk ourselves into a live dog?
Houston 2-1 all time against UConn. Not like they've played.
No, but I'm telling you, the last two times they've played, it's been late in the year, and both times Houston's had good seasons. And one of them they almost lost, and the other one they were, I think, undefeated and they lost.
Yeah, Houston was number 13 and lost to UConn in 2015. And you're right. They went to UConn in 2019 and only won by 7.
Yeah. I'm telling you, this game's been kind of hilarious. And guys, hate to tell you this, high of 42, chance of rain, the air raid in the rain.
That's not too bad if it's 42 at midday. I have faith in this Houston team. They have a live defense, top 10 in the nation. Defense travels. I'll lay the points.
Give me UConn plus the 32.5.
Look, UConn is still riding that Jim Mora energy. They did get crushed each of the last 3 weeks. No,
they covered against Clemson,
which is not impressive. They still lost by like 50. They lost by 37 there.
They didn't cover last week by a half a point.
And they lost by 32. All right, so UCF or, I mean, I guess the road trip to Stores.
Houston at, not yeah, UCF. Yeah.
Oh gosh, I'm going Houston. Come on now.
I can't wait to talk shit about this one. Ohio State travels to Michigan. Michigan catching 8 points at home in Ann Arbor. Look, if you're new to listening to the College Football Experience, for like two or three straight years, even prior to the College Football Experience existing, I would tell Patty C, and I would be on the show with Sean and Ryan back in the day when it was just Sports Gambling Podcast, I would say this is the year Harbaugh does it. Well, I said that so many times the past couple of years when they got smacked, I can't do it, and I can't do it, and I won't do it. Give me Ohio State minus the 8 in Ann Arbor.
You know who can do it? Patty C.
And I will do it, but I'm not going to say they're going
to. Money line player, you pussy.
I think they can. I'm not going to do it. To me, I'm on the same thing as you. It's prove it time. I'm not going to give you my vote of confidence. It's time for you to prove it. But I certainly think this is going to be a damn good game. And I think what's interesting is that Ohio State's strength is their explosive passing game, but that's Michigan's defensive strength is passing, and vice versa. Michigan's offensive strength is running, where that's Ohio State's defensive strength. We could have a slugfest. What I think may be the difference here is that when the other team has a good running back to go with the passing game, which we saw with Michigan State, not that they had much of a passing game, but Walker got off on Michigan's defense. And so I'm a little afraid that Henderson will do the same thing. Ohio State.
High at 36 degrees.
A slugfest in the big house. I got Michigan covering, but I got Ohio State on the money line.
Football weather. Nick, what are you doing?
I don't know about a slugfest. This Ohio State offense is just legit. Now, I agree with the points made on the main show about Michigan's D-line. They might be able to neutralize that Buckeye offense a little bit, but the Buckeyes are still scored in the 30s here, I think, right? I mean,
yeah,
I'm predicting like a 31-20 game here. Give me Ohio State and I'll lock it up.
Ooh.
hang around me. Ohio State has for the most part, but they've beaten up on a lot of like not great defenses. When they played some tougher defenses, Penn State, they got 33, Nebraska, they got 26. So, I think they're going to slow down. Michigan's got a better defense than Ohio State's seen all year, I think. And so I think they'll slow them down enough, and they have a pretty good offense too. They'll keep it close, but I don't know. I just think that Ohio State, when they're like bombing on you and you have no defense, they have a way of looking really, really good that a good defensive backfield might be able to look worse.
Last year it was 56-27. The year before it was 62-39.
Mike McDonald is the difference maker. NFL defensive schemes here, buddy.
I hope so.
Well, they're going to need it because Ohio State has three receivers that'll be in the NFL.
True. Fuck, man.
Probably more than three.
Yeah. Yeah. At least three.
Yeah. I'm on Ohio State -8. Next up, this is at 9 a.m. Patty C. You're going to be here God's Eye Saturday because we got Wake Forest. Can they do it? The first time they have the opportunity to win the ACC Atlantic for the first time since 2007 when they won it. It's incredible. Wake Forest laying 5 on the road, Chestnut Hill. God, why do I just think that Wake's going to blow this? I'm taking, look, if Wake wins, it'll be by a field goal. Give me Boston College in the 5 points. Nick?
Yeah, I had the same thought process. I mean, BC, they almost came back and beat Florida State somehow, but they were not very impressive on offense last week. But yeah, for some reason, it seems like it's just like a funky trip up there. And I think it's going to be a close game. I think Wake wins by a field goal. Give me the points.
You guys are spot on, I think. Yeah. Boston College on the points.
I mean, I just feel like they're going to lose this game. The one year we could see a different ACC championship, we're going to end up with Clemson.
Yeah.
I feel decent about North Carolina and Boston College winning this weekend. You might even want to parlay North Carolina money line and Boston College money line.
All right. So hold on. So what if it's Clemson Pitt again? Who do you think wins that? Pitt has won once this year, but
I could see Clemson winning that because Pitt is here. The most count. I didn't put Pitt in my database top 25 and they're 10-9-2 because they have the easiest schedule. They lost to a Western Michigan team. That's dog shit.
That's hilarious that they should be 10-1. Yeah. If they would have taken care of business,
they'd be in the playoff opponent. Talk. If they could just beat Western Michigan, such a Narduzzi.
Here's the thing though. Clemson, the problem earlier in the season is they had no offense. They've gotten it figured out a little bit, scoring at least 30 points in each of the last four games.
Wake Forest defense is horrible. Yeah, and same with UConn's.
Yeah, that's true.
Army travels to Liberty, Patty C. This is freedom right here, right? This is what the world is about. Look, Army's catching 3.5. Hugh Freeze auditioning for jobs, perhaps in Blacksburg, maybe. 3.5 points. Give me the Black Knights though. I don't think this Liberty team is that good. Give me the Black Knights to cover this thing. Nick.
Totally agree. I think Army wins straight up. I think they're the better team right now. Liberty had much higher aspirations and they've never looked apart this year. So yeah, give me Army.
Army's got close performances against Wisconsin, Wake, and a win over Air Force. That said, the rest of their schedule is such complete dog shit that it's hard to get a lot of information out of it, but Liberty looks like trash. So I got to ride with
you guys. They played in 2018 when Hugh Freeze was there. I think it was his first year, if memory serves me correct. Might've been 19. Army won 38-14. This is what I mean though. Right here is a perfect example, guys. This is still the 9 a.m. slate, and I'm actually going to put this on a big screen, I think, because there's major implications here. Miami, Ohio in the MAC. They should have put this on Wednesday. Plays Kent State, and the winner plays in the MAC championship. Kent State laying one at home against the Red Hawks. I'm on Kent State and Dustin Crum. Patty C, what are you doing?
I think I'm on Kent State too. I mean, I don't have a great feel, but they've just been more reliable throughout the year.
Nick?
Yeah. Plus they're at home. So I totally agree with you guys. Kent State.
Alrighty. Well, then you get Akron at Toledo. Toledo laying 28.
This is,
dude, Akron just lost 38-0 to Kent State.
Who's pretty much the same thing.
I'll take Toledo -28.
Yeah, at home.
Yeah. Whenever a head coach gets fired unjustly, the team falls apart, you know? So definitely
they were fighting for Arth. Now they're fighting for scraps of fucking Turkey Day on Saturday. Right. Patty C, you laying the 28?
Yeah.
Okay. Navy travels to Temple, guys. 9 a.m. slate still on the West, noon on the East. Navy's laying 11.5 currently. I'm taking Navy.
It's come down, huh? It was
should I lock this up?
I locked it up. Ride with me.
Dude, I'll do it.
Do you want me to give you the last five Temple games? They've lost 44-10, 37-8, 45-3, 49-7. Oh, a close one, 34-14. Temple is on auto fade. Lock it up, Navy.
I'm on board, Patty.
Oh. All right, fuck it. Let's have some fun.
I had a feeling this music would get us there.
Navy football, kept it within three last week against ECU. Kept it within three against
Tulsa. Dude, ECU made a 52-yard field goal. They hadn't made longer than a 39 all year.
Temple doesn't want to play this game. They don't want to play against the option in November when they're 3-8, 1-6 in conference. They've quit. They've folded up.
Yeah, shop. And Carey's done. I think, from what I understand, I think he's lost that locker room. Yeah. I think he's gonna be fired.
I think I'm gonna thank you guys for the lock encouragement here. Dan Mullen, Temple. No. Talk about getting him on the cheap. He's from right there.
You take that?
He's from right there next to New Jersey.
All right.
I think he could do better.
Philly, rather. Yeah, I think he could probably do a little better than that.
Well, look, we got the rest of the 9 a.m. slate and the rest of Saturday's games coming on part two of this week's preview and picks episode. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for tuning into the College Football Experience. Make sure you check out part two and get that SGPN app. All right, folks, signing off.